Last week, trade policy developments showed that tariff rates may settle at a higher rate than expected. Yet equity markets churned even higher as the heavy cloud of uncertainty began to potentially fade from the outlook. In a very busy week ahead, the first thing that we'll be watching is second quarter earnings season. The vast majority of companies have beat expectations so far. By the end of this week, over half of S&P 500 companies will have reported, and we'll have a much clearer view on the earnings outlook from here. Turning to the economic data, there are several very important releases on the docket this week. First up is employment data. The monthly jobs report comes out on Friday, and forecasters are looking for a roughly middle-of-the-road report. So much today hinges on the state of the labor market, and a significant upside or downside surprise on payrolls and unemployment would likely move markets, and maybe significantly. On Wednesday, the government will release the GDP numbers for Q2. Recall that in the first quarter, that number was actually very weak, printing at a negative 0.5%. A lot of that was distorted, though, by trade and inventory categories ahead of tariffs. But there was also some genuine softness as well, and investors will be looking for this number, whether there's improvement in some of the important areas like personal consumption and business investment. The next day, we'll see the PCE index for June, which is the Fed's preferred inflation metric. Forecasters are expecting that number to again print well above the Fed's 2% target. And on Wednesday, the Fed will issue its July monetary policy decision, and investors are almost universally looking for the Fed to keep rates on hold. Even so, there will probably still be some noise around this meeting. A couple Fed members might dissent from the monetary policy decision in favor of a rate cut, and Chair Powell may face tough questions in his press conference given some of the ongoing political tensions. So, things to watch in this busy week ahead: Q2 earnings, July employment figures, Q2 GDP, June PCE inflation data, and the July Fed meeting.
The views expressed are solely those of the authors and do not necessarily reflect the views of First Citizens Bank and Trust Company or any of its affiliates. This material is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be an offer, recommendation, or solicitation to purchase or sell a specific investment strategy, any security or insurance product, and should not be construed as legal, tax, or accounting advice. Please consult with your legal or tax advisor regarding the particular facts and circumstances of your situation prior to making any financial decision. While we believe that the information presented is from reliable sources, we do not represent, warrant, or guarantee that it is accurate or complete. Many companies referenced in this content are independent third parties and are not affiliated with First Citizens Bank and Trust Company. All third-party trademarks, including logos, trade names, service marks, and icons referenced, remain the property of their respective owners. Your investments in securities and insurance products and services are not insured by the FDIC or any other federal government agency and may lose value. They are not deposits or other obligations of or guaranteed by any bank or bank affiliate and are subject to investment risks, including possible loss of the principal amounts invested. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Estimates of future performance are based on assumptions that may not be realized. This material is not a solicitation of any offer to buy or sell any security or other financial instrument or to participate in any trading strategy. Diversification does not guarantee a profit or protect against loss in a declining financial market. First Citizens Wealth, FCW, is a marketing brand of First Citizens Bankshares Incorporated, a bank holding company. The following affiliates of First Citizens Bankshares are the entities through which FCW products are offered. Brokerage products and services are offered through First Citizens Investor Services Incorporated, FCIS, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through FCIS, First Citizens Asset Management Incorporated, and SVB Wealth LLC, all SEC registered investment advisors. Certain brokerage and advisory products and services may not be available from all investment professionals in all jurisdictions or to all investors. Insurance products and insurance are offered through FCIS, a licensed insurance agency. Banking, lending, trust products and services, and certain insurance products and services are offered by First Citizens Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender and SVB, a division of First Citizens Bank and Trust Company. For more information about FCIS, FCAM, or SVBW and its investment professionals, visit www.firstcitizens.com/wealth/disclosures.